So they plowed this field from Rickards down, and it was pretty long then, about, well, I'd say 5,000 feet maybe, 4,000, 5,000 feet. And it crossed Cushman Street, what we call the trail that went out to the Tanana Extension in Cushman Street. So they got all ready, and there was big speeches, you know, and picture taking and all kinds of stuff, and Ben got in, and...
This is Ben Eielson?
Yeah, Ben Eielson got in, and Wilkins got in, and there was all gas and everything. They taxied up the end of that field, turned around, and he poured the coal, and when he came down, when it hit that little thing like that, the old extension road, the wing fell off. And up on his nose, and it broke the prop. And that was the America. That was a single-engine airplane. It had a Liberty engine in it. Had two stacks that come up like this in the front. And Ben sit right out in the open up there in the front. The Fokker.
So that was a Fokker, huh?
Yeah, that was Fokker. Both of those were Fokker airplanes. One was a trimotor, you know. It had J-5s in it, or J-4s. Everything outside, all the valves and everything, the mechanism, you could watch it work. Push rods and the valves, you know, and the Fokker arms and everything. And so that was the end of that goddamn thing. The Fokker couldn't get over, the trimotor couldn't get over 5,000 feet high with a load. So they give that up, and they loaded everything up and went outside. And the next year they come back with two Stinsons. And they left one up in the Arctic, and the other one Ween bought. And Alaska Airways, I worked for it, wound up with it. And while I was at the Sampson there after this was going on, 1924, Noel came in, Noel Ween. And he flew right over to Sampson Hardware. He came up the railroad track, flew right over to town, went up and landed. And it was a big forest fire in the country somewhere, and the country was all covered with smoke. So he followed the railroad track. And wasn't too long after that that he made a trip to Wiseman with this Standard and got blown off the trail and went over on Tanana over in the tow clap and landed and didn't hurt the airplane any. Tied it down, I guess, and walked out in 3-4 days. And Ed Young went in, flew it out.